أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاعبدوني وتقطعوا أمرهم بينهم كل إلينا راجعون. فمن يعمل من الصالحات وهو مؤمن فلا كفران لسعيه وإنا له كاتبون. وحرام على قرية أهلكناها أنهم لا يرجعون. حتى إذا فتحت يأجوج ومأجوج وهم من كل حدب ينسلون. واقترب الوعد الحق فإذا هي شاخصة أبصار الذين كفروا يا ويلنا قد كنا في غفلة من هذا بل كنا ظالمين. إنكم وما تعبدون من دون الله حصب جهنم أنتم لها واردون. لو كان هؤلاء آلهة ما وردوها وكل فيها خالدون. لهم فيها زفير وهم فيها لا يسمعون. Verily, this brotherhood of yours is a single brotherhood, and I am your Rabb, then worship me alone. Then the following generations had divided this affair of unity, yet all of them, kullun ilayna raji'un, must come back to us. We being a single brotherhood, then the attention is drawn towards the fact that we will be different in our temperaments, in our merits, far apart in time, surroundings, race, and the work that is expected of us. But we are united in one brotherhood and united in the service for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the service of deen. In other respects, we are all divided in race, in our surroundings, in time, we are all far apart. In temperaments, we are far apart. In the merits that we enjoy, that we are far apart. In our ways and our preferences, we are all far apart. But in the service of Allah Ta'ala, in His worship, then we are all united. But yet the coming generations, they had divided this whole unity of theirs. The unity is generally divided when objectives have moved. Take the example of a small holding or a company, 5 partners, and initially every partner's intention is for the betterment and the improvement of the partnership. Then one partner, his objectives change. He has a different agenda altogether. So he no longer works and strives so hard for the partnership. Rather, on the side, he's doing some other business. So when he does some business on the side, now his agenda has changed. When his agenda had changed, he's earning something on the side, and the rest of the partners discover that this is what he's doing, then they also feel, if he can do the same, then can't we do the same? Hence, the type of unity they had initially that has broken up, and this breaking up is on account of the agenda change. So the importance of the focus being one and the same, the agenda being the same, to maintain the type of unity, people don't realize, at the end they will still have to come back to us. No matter how they break away from each other, but the fact that they have to come back to us, then this must be creating some awareness and consciousness in their minds. Then the plan by us is, مَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ. What is the merit? What is the standard? Standard is this, that anyone doing righteous works with faith, and his endeavor is never rejected. And we will write all this in his favor. He's got iman, and he's doing righteous works, then his effort is never wasted, and we are so particular about his good deeds that we write all this, record this in his favor. And this life is just one chance. وَحَرَامٌ عَلَىٰ قَرْيَةٍ أَهْلَكْنَاهَا. And there is a ban on the people that we have destroyed, that they can ever come back. It's just one single chance. And once you have died, لَا يَرْجِعُونَ. You cannot return. Not here at any time. The people from the Qabristan have come back for a second chance. It's just one chance. So the value of life can be understood. حَتَّى إِذَا فُتِحَتْ. And this ban is to last until the day of Qiyamah. And the signs, the major signs of Qiyamah is when the Ya'juj and Ma'juj, they will be released, storming down from every hill. And the true promise of Allah Ta'ala has come close. And then the sight of the unbelievers will be fixed in a stare, raised up in horror and terror. Woe unto us, they will say, we had been heedless about all this. No, we were wrong. Indeed, you and the false deities that you worship besides Allah Ta'ala are but the fuel of Jahannam, and you must get in therein. If these false deities were gods, they would have never got in to Jahannam, and they will definitely abide, all of them, in Jahannam. لَهُمْ فِيهَا زَفِيرُ وَهُمْ فِيهَا لَا يَسْمَعُونَ. Their lot therein will be only sighs and grief, groaning and grunting all the time. And the groanings, and they will hear nothing else but that groaning. They'll be groaning and sighing, we all in isolation, and they will hear nothing but this groaning and grief all the time. So torment and punishment from all sides, the punishment of the fire, and the grief and the pain, and it's nothing but sobbing and crying that they hear all the time. So this is the lot of those people that worshipped idols and false deities, took up other things for worship, as well as the articles that they had worshipped. But it may be that they were righteous people that were taken as gods, like Isa alayhi salam, etc. So Allah Ta'ala clears their name, saying, سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنَى. The good promise has passed for them. The decree of Allah Ta'ala has passed for them. And for such people, they will be far, far removed from Jahannam. They will be a distance, a far distance away from Jahannam. They will not even hear the slightest sound of Jahannam. And they will dwell and they will abide in all that they desire. That great horror will not bring any pain and grief to them. And the malaika will receive them and meet them, giving them good news. Adha yawmukum alladhi, this is the day that you were being promised about. And on that day, the day of Qiyamah, the whole universe comes to an end. And look at the qudrat, admire the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. The heavens will be rolled up and folded, like how a scroll is folded and rolled up. Like we had commenced you at the beginning, we will repeat the entire process. Like you were born out of nothing, out of particles of soil that was scattered all around, just as we had brought you up at the beginning, created you at the beginning, then this whole process will be repeated. This is an undertaking that we have taken upon ourselves. We are definitely going to accomplish this. And we have made this declaration in the Zabur after recording it in the Torah. after it being mentioned in the Torah, we have made this declaration in the Zabur as well, that this world will be inherited by the righteous, by Allah Ta'ala's righteous servants, by my righteous servants. And this is just a message for those that worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The earth being the inheritance of the righteous servants. So this was seen in the first 1,000 years of Islam. In Islam was predominantly practiced, and it was Muslims that controlled everywhere. As long as they kept up to Islam and they honored the deen, Allah Ta'ala gave them that leadership, Allah Ta'ala promised them, and He fulfilled His promise that they had the authority, they had the control, and it was their ways that had flourished throughout the world, or the more populated world. But when they left the commitment to deen and that loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there was no use for them to be in control any longer, because they broke away that loyalty. So what's the need of them ruling the earth any longer? So if you want this again become loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, commit yourself to His loyalty, and He will grant you that type of control and authority. Indeed, this is a message for those that worship Allah Ta'ala, and we have sent you but as a mercy for all people.